In the coming weeks, certain gunshot and stab wound victims in Philadelphia will automatically be part of a new citywide study aimed at saving more lives. But it's all pretty counterintuitive and potentially risky, which means in the meantime, study organizers are meeting with residents to explain it all and to ask for their blessing. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports.
It's called the Philadelphia Immediate Transport and Penetrating Trauma Trial, and it's only studying people who have been shot or stabbed and are potentially bleeding to death. It posits that for these patients, less care, less medical intervention is better on the way to the emergency room. Temple University Hospital trauma surgeon Dr. Zoe Marr says a half dozen centers are participating in the study.
Our goal is actually to change protocol nationwide and potentially internationally. Okay, this is something that could change the way we do things everywhere.
The trial focuses on the use of breathing tubes and IV fluids. Both frequently come into play when paramedics are performing what's called advanced care. But based on previous research, Marr strongly believes that these patients would fare better with so-called basic care. She says IV fluids can raise a person's blood pressure, which can hurt the body's ability to clot and even cause more bleeding. She says CPR is a better way to circulate blood throughout the body.
In animal models, this is not clean data in humans. We at Temple have shown that you can actually precipitate a cardiac arrest, meaning make the heart stop faster.
When the study starts enrolling patients, they'll be automatically put into one of two groups. One will get advanced care, the other basic. That point got mixed reviews from members of Hunting Park United during a recent meeting designed to explain the trial. Yunitza Gonzalez lives in North Philly and works for City Councilwoman Maria Quinones Sanchez.
With all the data that you guys probably already have from these basic and advanced, why not use whatever you have and the procedures that were taken in those cases for your study? Because it almost seems like we'll be gambling with people's lives.
Wadia Gardner, a former emergency medical technician, was less skeptical.
As humans, we want to do something. It's natural. It's what we do. We want to help in some capacity in some way. But when we realize that actually doing nothing for those few moments with this particular instance is the better way to go.
The study's sample size is big. Every resident in Philadelphia could potentially be enrolled. You can opt out. Those who decide to will get a wristband they will have to wear for up to 5 years. That way, paramedics can easily ID people who want the advanced care. The study will be ended early if doctors find that it's doing more harm than good. Patients could start getting the different types of treatment in the fall. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.